Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday, nearly 100 others wounded in a blast. State-run news agency quoting the governor, Gaziantep province, is saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which the deputy prime minister said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State militants. Blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked to Ankara government, to the rebels of the outlaw Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. The country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack came after Turkey's prime minister had said his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. He said babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war in Syria, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force for the first time began bombing Kurdish fighters in Hasaka, a city where Kurds and Syrian government forces have been loosely working together. This is VOA News. Afghan troops have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban just hours after the militant group took it. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khanabad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed while another 16 were wounded. Taliban seized control of Khanabad in an offensive, it said, that claimed the lives of many and wounded many other Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council opposed by the UN and many Western governments. It was also in support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry due to arrive in Kenya tomorrow to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry then travels on to be with British counterparts, the U.N. envoy, to Yemen to discuss the war there. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Rio de Janeiro has hosted iconic games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio, Bach said the games had not been organized in a bubble.
These games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event. He said it was better for the games to be close to reality rather than having 16 days of Olympic Games being isolated. Nine Australian athletes will pay each a fine about $3,100 after being detained by police in Rio de Janeiro following a flap over credentials at the Olympic basketball game. Australian Olympic Committee Secretary General Fiona de Jong said the athletes have been charged with falsifying a document.
It is an offence that does carry an imprisonment, between 1 to 5 years, but that ultimately was not where we got to, which we're very pleased at.
Australian Olympic Committee Chief of Mission said the athletes were aware that accreditations had been tampered with, but were definitely not at fault.
That's the latest world news from VOA.